Thanks. May it please the court, my name is Lynn Fitzpatrick, and I represent the appellant United Airlines in connection with this appeal from the Virginia Workers' Compensation Commission. This case, most of the facts are undisputed. It involves the injured worker was Brian Taylor. He was a ramp agent for United, meaning he took the luggage
Let me just kind of cut to the heart of the matter, if
sure.
I may. Am I correct that there was no express medical testimony either way? In other words, you didn't have a doctor say this is what happened and it's tied to the accident.
That is correct, Your Honor. There were medicals that indicated this is, he fell,
right,
and he dislocated his knee, but there was nothing from any treating physician or even the ER that said that it was causally related to the work.
So that's your argument. There's no medical evidence that shows causation between the injury and the employment.
Yes, Your Honor. My argument is both that there's no medical evidence and no testimonial evidence. Mr. Taylor was the only one to testify in this case, and he was an honest giver of testimony. He testified consistently in the hearing and in the recorded statement that he had, and he gave no indication of any reason that the strollers he was carrying causally contributed to his accident.
The commission, what it said was, we can draw reasonable inferences from the facts before us. You have someone who's going up a flight of stairs, or down a flight of stairs. He's got 130-pound kind of bulky stroller, and then a 5-pound small, he's estimating, a stroller. And so couldn't the commission say, well, but that's an awkward, you got one that's a little heavier, it's bulky, the other's not, and you're going down these, we've all seen these stair things at the airport. Why isn't that a reasonable inference that somehow contributed to his fall?
Yes, you are definitely correct that the commission is entitled to make their own reasonable inferences, and in our opinion, it's not reasonable given the testimony that did come out. He was climbing up the stairs, not down the stairs, and there is probably typographical errors in the medical records that indicate at points he fell down the stairs, which is not the case, at points that he was descending the stairs, which is also not the case. He was simply climbing stairs. He was only on the third stair, and he did testify that the one stroller weighed only 5 pounds, the other one estimated 30 to 35. He gave no indication that there was any awkwardness or that he was unable to grab the railing when he fell.
But we're talking about an inference from the evidence. So given that there's one that's bulky and heavier and one that's lighter, why isn't that a reasonable inference? I understand there's no, he didn't say that. But, the commission can draw those inferences. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. I think that's what it boils down to, is was that a reasonable inference from the facts?
Right. In my opinion, it is not a reasonable inference because of other testimony that came out. For example, he indicated that he carries these strollers on a regular basis, 8 or 9 times per shift. And on none of these other trips did his knee dislocate. He was given ample opportunity to indicate that that this was the reason that caused his injury. I will bring the court's attention to the Belland case, which was a kind of a similar case that the Court of Appeals decided, wherein the commission made inferences that this court found were reasonable. But I would proffer to you that in that case, the claimant did not say that he was on a ladder and that's the reason that caused his fall, but the facts of that case were so presented a uniquely dangerous situation. I don't believe in this case Mr. Taylor was in a uniquely dangerous situation so as to make the inference drawn by the commission reasonable. There are a couple of cases that were cited by the full commission that I think are distinguishable on their facts. One of which is the Swartz case from 1999, a commission case. And in that case, the treating physician actually gave testimony that there was sufficient causation, and that is why the injury was found to have arisen out of the employment. The Lamb case is another case that was cited by the commission, a 2004 commission case, wherein there was a 75-pound tool bag that injured worker was carrying. And in that case, that injured worker did give testimony that the added weight created a problem with his balance, and that carrying extra weight usually caused to throw him off balance. I feel as though the commission, it is impermissibly speculating rather than drawing a reasonable inference. And it's definitely understood that they are not allowed to speculate. So I think that this falls under the umbrella of speculation rather than anything that is reasonable. I think the testimony, the way it came out in the medical testimony, indicated that this happened while he was working rather than happened because of anything in his work. There still has to be a critical link, and I think the commission went too far in trying to find that critical link. In this case, Mr. Taylor took the strollers and was on the third step, and he basically indicated that his knee simply popped out. He didn't indicate there was anything on the stairs. He didn't indicate that because he was carrying the strollers, he couldn't grab the handrails. The strollers didn't even fall on top of him. He didn't even claim a back injury from having fallen down these jet bridge steps. He only injured his knee, and that was only the dislocation. Mr. Taylor also, the testimony in the record is that he had two prior dislocations that happened when he was within the last 10 years.
16 and 17, if I remember correctly.
Yes, sir. When he was ages 16 and 17, but one of them was listed as by Dr. Avery as being relatively atraumatic, and the other one occurred when he was playing basketball. So I think this is a claimant who, while it is true that this injury happened in the course of his employment, which is required under the Workers' Compensation Act, it just simply did not arise out of the employment. I'd like to point out that I had indicated that there was no testimonial evidence and no medical evidence, and in fact, something that the commission relied upon was the ER note, his initial visit at Reston Hospital Center, in which the diagnosis was listed as sudden strenuous movement. This is not how Mr. Taylor testified, and there still needs to be a work-related risk or exertion. In fact, in the initial medical reports, they were wrong twice, which can happen in medical reports, but they certainly didn't support that this was a sudden strenuous movement. In fact, one of the initial medical reports indicated that he had fallen and that it was actually a trauma to his knee, fallen on his knee, which could be a sudden strenuous event, but that did not happen in this case. I believe that cases which have gone before have suggested that the commission got it wrong. They have, in similar cases, they have found that if there was no testimony on what caused the injury, then the injury did not arise out of the employment. This injured worker did not testify he was hurrying, that there was bad lighting, anything like that. I think if we permit the commission to stretch, and I do believe it is a stretch, then it takes the burden of proof away from the claimant of having to prove causation in any of these cases. I think it puts employers in an unfair position going forward if this were to be allowed. The claimant does bear the burden of proof in this case. There's absolutely no evidence that indicates that the carrying of the strollers puts additional stress or weight on his knees to cause this. If there's no further questions, I'm happy to...
You have ample rebuttal time now.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
May it please the Court, I'm Kathleen Grace Walsh on behalf of Brian Taylor.
Ms. Walsh, can we try to narrow this a little?
Yes, sir.
Do you maintain there's any evidence about a defect with respect to the workplace?
I'm not alleging.
Bad stairs, bad lighting?
No, sir. The evidence is no defect to the stairs.
No defect, all right. And as Judge McCullough inquired, then the question here, the commission is permitted to make a reasonable inference from the facts that this arose out of an accident, out of employment. On what facts in the record are there from which the commission could draw that inference?
Well, sir, if we look to the original complaints that Mr. Taylor made at Concentra, that's the medical facility that's next to Dulles Airport, on page 62.
Is this the ER that they were...
No, this is Concentra. Oh, okay. I'll get to the ER next. These are the claimant's statement itself, and they're in quotes. His history of the accident was, I was carrying a stroller and a jet bike and hurt my knee. So he's associated with the knee injury with the carrying of the items up the stairs. Then we look, that's page 62, Your Honor. Then we flip to page 69, and the diagnosis from the emergency room is strain of knee and leg, overexertion from some sudden strenuous movement. I think if you take those two combined, and then you look at every single physician, Your Honor, Dr. Avery, the treating physician, said he had a traumatic incident to the knee that caused patella dislocation.
But I thought the commission said there was no medical evidence and it was drawing a reasonable inference from the facts before it.
It did say it was drawing a reasonable inference, but it's taking all the history of the incident has testified to by Mr. Taylor, what he told the doctors in Concentra, what the emergency room said, and what all the treating doctors said. Has this court said in Bleland, in the basement waterproofing, the commission very clearly explained, as it did in this case, that it was drawing reasonable inferences from the evidence.
Well, let me ask you about that. If I walked into this courthouse and up the back stairs carrying a briefcase with my computer and other paraphernalia in my right hand, and my right knee went out on me, would it be reasonable to infer the fact that I was carrying my computer and briefcase in my right hand caused the dislocation of my right knee?
It could be, Judge Humphreys.
I'm asking, is that a reasonable inference standing alone?
It could.
Just that information.
Just that information alone, no. No, I think you need more. You need medical history.
The medical history was he had a pre-existing condition, apparently.
He did have a pre-existing condition, but no doctor attributes this problem to pre-existing condition. The United Airlines was looking for their independent doctor to say, is this due to some pre-existing condition? Dr. Thal saw Mr. Taylor, and he said, no, in my opinion, page 138, Mr. Taylor's current condition and surgery was causally related to the incident of December 25th, 2013. That's their doctor. So no doctor, there's not any evidence whatsoever that the pre-existing condition contributed to this in any way. Every single doctor said this is a new incident, and the surgery and the injury was caused by this incident. There's no contrary medical evidence. This court said it in United Parcel Service by the Fetterman, the claimant must show the conditions of the workplace or some significant work-related exertion caused the injury. If we look to the emergency room records, they say exactly that, overexertion, the same word, from sudden strenuous incident. He's carrying a 30 to 35-pound big stroller with the tray underneath his right arm. He goes to ascend the third step, puts the pressure on the right side where he's carrying the heavy stroller, and his knee pops and he falls down the stairs.
Ms. Walsh, your client testify that it was overexertion that caused his injury? Did he ever testify to that fact?
Well, if you look to... Okay, so the commission doesn't only take the testimony. They look for the claimant's testimony and what they said to the doctors when they were getting medical treatment.
Well, my question is, did your client ever testify that it was by overexertion that caused my injury?
I think that's that would be a medical conclusion, Your Honor. And so he didn't feel qualified to give a medical opinion. But if you look at his statement...
My question is very simple. Did your client say, I was overexerting myself when I was injured?
He didn't use the word overexertion. He testified... His testimony was concentrated on what he was carrying up the stairs when his knee popped. But he did not say, Your Honor, the stroller caused my knee to pop. But I think you get that from the emergency room record, where they say the overexertion caused the incident, caused the knee and leg sprain. And if you look
to... We don't know how the doctors reached that conclusion. They weren't there. And, it seems to me that the fact that a medical record states certain facts, and in fact, in this case, it's the ultimate issue, concluding on the ultimate issue. If there's no evidence it came from either someone who was there, such as the patient, that it's pure speculation on the part of the doctor as to the causation.
No, Your Honor. Doctors make conclusions and diagnoses all the time without being at the place.
They make medical diagnoses, not legal ones.
But that it was due to overexertion. That's due to the complaints he has when he walks in.
It's based on something.
Well, it's based on what the claimant told them, Your Honor.
Where does the record indicate that?
Well, the record in Concentra at page 62 says he was carrying a stroller and jet bike and hurt my knee. So there is evidence to draw these inferences from. And that's what the commission did.
But Judge Haley just asked you where the evidence of the overexertion comes from. And your reason seems to be very circular. It comes from a medical record that apparently can't be traced back to any factual recitation by the patient at any point.
I don't think that's true, Your Honor. We've got the consent record where he says he hurt his knee because he was carrying the things up the stairs. And we've got the emergency room records that says it's overexertion. We have his treating physician saying the surgery and disability was necessary and related to the incident on December 25th. We have the independent medical examiner saying the exact same thing. So did the commission draw inferences? Yes, they did. But under the basement waterproofing, they're allowed to do that as long as they have some basis. Between his testimony to Concentra, or his statement to Concentra, the emergency room record, and every physician saying it's related to the December 25th incident, the commission, in this case, was allowed to draw those inferences. So I think in closing that we had to approve overexertion. I think he testified to what he was doing. He testified to how heavy it was. We had the emergency room saying it was due to overexertion.
But, you know, there's a long line of stair.
Yes, sir.
Cases. That's not at issue here. It's a long line of cases dealing with awkwardness, you know, like the case with a correctional officer who's supposed to monitor the inmates as he goes down the stairs. That's not really at issue that I can tell. There's a line of cases that deals with excessive weight, like 75 pounds, 100 pounds, like 30 pounds and 5 pounds. So it doesn't fit neatly, and maybe that's what we're struggling with, into these sort of silos that we've developed over the years about, you know, well, yeah, it was a lot of weight, or yeah, it was awkward, or you know, whatever. So I think that's what we're trying to figure out.
Yes, sir, and I can understand that. There's no case that tells you that we wouldn't be here, obviously, that this is compensable. So you have to take the facts that you've got here. You've got the claimant saying that he hurt his knee when he's carrying these objects. You've got the emergency room, based upon what the claimant told them, saying it was overexertion because of a sudden stress, Your Honor.
If he told the doctor in the emergency room that, why did he testify to that in this proceeding?
He did testify to the fact that he was carrying the objects up the stairs.
Well, that's not in dispute.
Right. And that they were heavy, Your Honor. But he did not say, you know, in my opinion, my knee popped because I was carrying these objects up the stairs. That's correct. I think, but so the commission drew inferences.
Well, I mean, we do normal activities every day, walking, stooping, bending, you know, lifting, whatever. And it's an equally reasonable inference, it seems to me, that if, in most cases in human experience, if something happens that's caused by something, you're aware of it. In other words, walking up a flight of stairs carrying a burden, and you lose your balance because of the burden, you say, I lost my balance because I couldn't see where I was going because of what I was carrying or whatever. We don't have any of that here. As the dissenting commissioner pointed out, the commission is arguably coming up with this stuff out of whole cloth when there's no linkage to the accident. And, you know, there's nothing testified to by way of obstacles, debris, you know, conditions like ice or wetness, you know, moisture or anything like that. And I think the appellant's argument is simply that the commission can't speculate into existence facts that support the first prong of the Southland test that the workplace caused the injury.
No, Your Honor, the commission has to draw reasonable inferences from the evidence, and it's my argument that the evidence, if you take his testimony or his statement to the doctor that he hurt his knee carrying the jet bike and the stroller, and you take the overexertion diagnosis from the sudden movement from the emergency room, and you take the treating physician and the IME physician saying it's all due to this incident, they use the word incident, I think those are reasonable that's evidence that the commission can draw reasonable inferences from. Thank you.
All right, thank you for your argument.
Thank you, Your Honors. I simply wanted to address a few things that were brought up by Ms. Walsh, one of which was in response to Judge Humphrey's questions about simply carrying his laptop up the steps, and would that be enough to arise out of the employment? And I think her answer was that that could be in certain cases, and certainly with just that, we don't know anymore, and I think it would not be. And I think that's the whole point, that it is a slippery slope. If we allow the commission to...
Well, a slippery slope might be compensable.
Touche.
Oh, that one's coming.
But if we allow the commission to kind of substitute their judgment when there is no testimony to base it on, no credible evidence to base it on, then we've taken away the whole actual risk test that the Virginia Workers' Compensation Commission is based on. There's a reason why there's three prongs to satisfy in Virginia, and all three of them have to be satisfied. There's no question that something happened while he was at work, so we satisfy the in the course of. There's no question that there was an event, and that satisfies accident, but that's why we have to look closely on arising out of. The law has already developed that the stairs are not a per se risk of the employment. They used to be, but law has developed that they are not, and there needs to be something more.
There are no defects in this case.
That's correct.
I gather has conceded there's no evidence of any defect whatsoever in the workplace.
And I believe that all the testimony establishes that. Certainly... It boils down to whether this inference is reasonable, and our suggestion is that it's not, and that it does rise to the level of speculation. The case that is being cited here is the Bellin case, in which this court affirmed the reasonable inferences drawn by the commission, but that case is distinguishable. That claimant was on a ladder in a confined space. He was stretching, applying tar. It's just a different situation. That claimant could not remember. He fell and he couldn't remember, and thus the reasonable inference was drawn in that case. That makes sense. It doesn't make sense in this case where our claimant was the only one to testify. He testified to what happened, and nothing of the sort would give rise to the reasonable inference.
Any other questions? Thank you for your argument. We'll come down and greet counsel.